See, Hereford, what's the 7:25? A huge local sporting event happening tomorrow. Yes, Bromsgrove Sporting are preparing for the biggest match in their history, because tomorrow they face the National League leaders Grimsby Town FC, fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. So what is at stake in this? It's a place in the FA Cup first round proper, which is big. The match is happening on Bromsgrove Sporting's home turf, and it's on the box as well. It's being shown live on the BBC Red Button. Obviously, we have the commentary for you here as well on BBC Hereford and Worcester. But it's a pretty big day for everyone concerned. Let's go and speak to Dorian Denneth, who's the director of Champion Security Installations there, one of Bromsgrove's main sponsors. Dorian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you very much. So, are you up for it tomorrow? Are you excited?
The whole town is buzzing at the moment. Everywhere we go, everybody's talking about it. Social media's going crazy. Posts everywhere. Yeah, it's just a huge buzz around the place. Everybody's so excited.
So, as you're one of the main sponsors, do you get special treatment? Are you in the VIP box and everything, Dory?
The VIP in the middle of the shed with the other, hopefully, 3,500 people.
Yeah, yeah, it's not quite the prawn sandwich brigade, was it? If you remember that from back in the day,
no,
Manchester United. It's not quite Manchester United style. Is it? A little bit more grassroots, which is good. So presumably you'll be there then.
I will be. I managed to. My daughter's in a dance competition, and you've got the green light late this week. So yes, I am going to be watching with hopefully loads of friends and have a great day.
And what have you been doing in the lead up then? Anything exciting? Have you been getting prepared, Dorian?
Yes, we've obviously been trying to get some tickets for friends, family, work colleagues, helping people to hopefully enjoy the day, really. Been down to the ground a couple of times just to help with a few things. Just generally chatting about it. Everywhere we go, I have to say, everybody's talking about it.
It is a huge day for the club. It's fantastic. Let's just bring in Russell, who's on the other line. Russell's another fan, Russell Warner, a big follower of Bromsgrove Sporting and Rovers before that. And are you in Bristol, Russell?
I am, yes, which is the closest I've ever lived to Bristol, to Bromsgrove.
So hang on, how's a bloke from living in Bristol following Bromsgrove then? How's that work?
Mid-90s, my eldest brother moved there after university, which was shortly actually after the Barnsley game, so it kind of captured our imagination then, and I've followed them ever since.
Fantastic. Are you there as well? Are you going to be coming up for it?
I'll be there, yeah, I'll be there. Not quite as sort of getting as friends interested as Dorian has been. I've been telling all of my friends down in Bristol about it, but they're not quite as interested as... the people of Bromsgrove.
So what, you mean there's not a massive buzz around Bristol about the Bromsgrove game tomorrow?
Not really. I've been encouraging people to watch it as well, and they don't seem as keen.
Well, it'll be on the red button. They'll be able to see it.
It will be. I'll be reminding everybody later as well.
So are you feeling excited, or are you feeling a bit tense? Because, I mean, you are very much the underdogs, aren't you? Let's be honest.
I don't know. I think recent form hasn't been the best. I've been checking the Grimsby forum, the fans forum, sort of in the days leading up to it, following the draw, and they're all ridiculously confident of a 4 or 5 nil victory. So, just a good performance.
Banana skin.
Just a good performance will do me. And I've got a sneaky feeling a 1-0 or a penalty win could be on the cards.
A 1-0 or a penalty. What about you, Dorian? Score prediction, what do you think it's going to be like tomorrow?
It's a one-off game. Anything can happen. I think, as Russell says, let's go and sneak a 1-0 victory.
Yeah, well, I think you guys have literally got nothing to lose, have you? And it's all the pressure's on them. So, well, look, we're going to be following it all the way. We'll have all the commentary. I hope you boys have a fantastic day. And, Russell, keep spreading the word down in Bristol, all right? They need it. So that's what they need, a bit of Bromsgrove Sporting in their lives.
I mean, why would you want to go to Ashton Gate when you can watch Bromsgrove Sporting?
Well, you know, their rugby team is rubbish as well. So sadly, it isn't rubbish, is it? They've given us a good old kicking on many occasions. So, yeah, Dorian and Russell from Bromsgrove Sporting, they're going to be watching it. They're going to be cheering them on. Are you? Do let us know if you're going to be down there. It's on, as we said, it's on the telly, but also right here on BBC Hereford and us as well. We'll have the superior coverage.